Al-Qaeda's leaders often rally their followers by referring to the tragedy of Al-Andalus. Al-Andalus is the Arab name for Spain from back when it was under Islamic rule. And the tragedy they speak of was the reconquest of Spain by Christian armies, which culminated in 1492. Last year, Al-Andalus was invoked again by the Islamist militants who claimed responsibility for the commuter train bombings in Madrid. Jerome Sokolowski went to the historic cities of Granada and Cordoba to find out what Muslims living there today think about Al-Andalus.
Water trickles into one of the reflecting pools of the Alhambra, as it has for nearly 800 years. The Alhambra symbolizes the zenith of centuries of Arab rule here, when southern Spain was known as Al-Andalus. This sensual palace set in gardens scented by almond and orange blossoms has enchanted many people, especially in the Muslim world. Famous poems have been written about it. In this one, Arab nationalist poet Nizar Kabani describes seeing a young girl at the Alhambra who reminds him of the city's glorious Arabic past. The voice reciting the poem here belongs to Said Tetouani, an immigrant from Morocco. He works in a small tourist boutique down below the Alhambra in the Albaicin, Granada's old Arab market. Said Tetouani immigrated to Spain several months ago after graduating university with a degree in Arabic literature. He says memories of Al-Andalus inspire intense nostalgia, particularly among Arab Muslims.
Al-Andalus para nosotros es el paraíso perdido.
Al-Andalus for us is the paradise lost, because a long time ago the Arabs were here and they left a great civilization. We're attached to this land. We have many memories from here of literature, science, and everything, he says. The Arabs lived here for nearly 800 years and left many things to benefit mankind.
Cuando veo la Alhambra, me recuerdo de mis abuelos que estaban allí.
When I see the Alhambra, Tetouani says, I remember my ancestors who lived here. Tetouani traces his lineage to Moors who fled Spain 5 centuries ago in the face of advancing Christian armies. But like many other Muslim immigrants in Spain, Tetouani rejects the way Islamic militants feel about Al-Andalus. Al-Qaeda leaders have drawn comparisons between Al-Andalus and Palestine and Chechnya. Experts say the implications are clear, that it's God's will that Al-Andalus be returned to Islamic rule. Inside his wood-paneled office, Zakaria Massa plays the call to prayer on his laptop computer. Massa is a Spaniard who converted to Islam 20 years ago. He's now the imam of a mosque in Granada's Albaicin market. Massa predicts that all of the historic Al-Andalus will soon become Muslim again. He says that when the Arabs invaded Spain in the year 711, the local population embraced Islam out of their own free will.
Si aquí fueron los que se levantaron y aceptaron el Islam que le ofrecían los expedicionarios.
It was the people here who rose up and accepted the Islam that was offered to them by the expeditionaries. Well, the same thing is happening now. Islam is resurgent from within the land. Granadans, Cordobans, Sevillans, even up to Madrid and Barcelona, people are converting to Islam, he says. Today, Massa says, the Spanish government and the church are making it difficult to practice Islam in Spain. It's hard to get permission to build new mosques, and existing mosques may not use loudspeakers to issue the call to prayer. A church bell tolls at La Mezquita, the great mosque of Córdoba, which was converted to a church in 1236. Before that, Córdoba was the seat of the medieval Islamic caliphate in Spain. It was the center of a cultural renaissance in which Jews and Christians also played an important part. Tourists entering La Mezquita listened to a taped guide on headphones.
Welcome to the Holy Cathedral, Episcopal seat, and former mosque of Córdoba. This building has a marvelous history spanning its Visigothic, Islamic, and revived Christian past.
Police stand guard at each of the entrances. Inside, in the midst of the 850 marbled pillars holding up the roof, there's a spacious chapel where Mass is underway. The National Islamic Commission of Spain has asked the Vatican to allow Muslims to pray inside the former mosque. They call it an ecumenical proposal for Córdoba's mosque and cathedral. But the Vatican has rejected the proposal. The archdeacon of the cathedral, Juan Moreno Gutierrez, says ecumenism is a two-way street. For the faiths to live together, let's see to what point they allow the Christian faith to be practiced in their mosques, he says. That's intolerance and injustice. It's an insult to all Muslims, says Massa, the Granada imam. The imam says Muslims have tried to lay down prayer rugs in Córdoba's former mosque, but were kicked out by guards. Soren Kern of the Royal Elcano Institute, a Madrid think tank, says the Andalus mythology helps make Spain a preferred target for Islamic extremists.
Osama bin Laden believes it, and a lot of the radicalized factions within Islam believe it. And the success of the Madrid bombings has definitely added fuel to that fire.
Several weeks after the Madrid bombings, a group of seven suspects died in a suicide blast when Spanish police stormed their hideout. Police found a video in which the suspects identify themselves as the brigade situated in Al-Andalus and swear vengeance for Ferdinand and Isabella's reconquest of Spain in 1492. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski.